considering, some of us today maybe feel a bit worthless, like, you know, I'm not there yet, or, you know, this, I don't know, that word worthless just came, just before I came up. And maybe today, we must find our worth in God.
Yes.
Alright, that's just a quick word for, I don't know who needs it, but find your worth in God. Amen?
Amen.
And the other, second one is, this word boring comes up. And really, really in my face, like, you know, that kind of energy, you know? I think the, maybe for today, another word is, we need to find that awe again in our wonderful God. Amen?
Yeah. That case is a great case. Oh, okay, I'll just turn it because I couldn't hear myself.
Alright. Okay, let's start again. That, you know, that boring feeling? I don't know if anyone has that feeling today, or, you know, you just want to break that this morning. Amen?
Amen.
The state of worthlessness,
yep,
and also being bored.
Yep.
Right? We just want today that we find our work in our God. Amen?
Yeah.
God, I just pray the spirit of worthlessness,
right?
In Jesus' name, and being born or boring or the same thing. But Lord, let us find our all in you again.
Yeah.
Like a little children that was just so in awe of everything that the Father has for him or her.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray the awesomeness that you will really feel,
yes,
the awesomeness of God today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, so I'm just going to continue sharing reading on from what I shared last week, right? And the title for today is Set Your Minds on Things Above. So last week, if you all remember that, then you can start typing already. Okay, technology is slow again. It's growing slow again, so it's alright. So let's move on. So basically, what I want to shift today is that, you know, it's easy to say forsake, right? There are things that we need to forsake. Then you cannot just leave it like that. You cannot just be empty. Like, okay, for example, if I want to forsake bitterness, what must I do in the opposite? I must pursue or practice forgiveness. Correct? If I wanted to forsake pride, what do I need to practice next? Humility. Right? If I want to forsake, like we talk about the childish thoughts or selfishness, then what must we practice then? Selflessness. Right? Okay. So to me then, all the thing about forsaking, it's easy to say, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do this. But what then must we do to replace that? Okay, so as I end last week, the end of the message was set our mind on things above, right? So we're going to expand that a little bit on that. So before we go on, we'll just recap. Firstly, our theme for Evangel is, the overarching theme is,
house
of God, gateways to heaven, and from heaven, right? So remember that we are building a house for God that is pleasing for God to grow. And I don't know if you feel it from the morning or just the last few weeks about, you know, waiting on the Lord and the Songs of Solomon and things like that. There's this thing now, it's like, just enjoy God, and God enjoys us. Yeah? So we want to build ourselves, firstly, individually, we are the house of God, but together as well, we are also building a house for God to come. Amen? Wherever we are, whether it be in a restaurant yesterday, wherever we are in the city of Perth tracking, when a gathering of saints, just for that one purpose, to bring God down, God will come. Amen?
Amen.
And we know that in Psalms, God dwells in the praise of His people. So here today, this morning, when we praise God, when we all come together, God is here. Amen? And when God is here, everything is possible. Amen? Right? Nothing is impossible for our God. Alright, and we learn that about the house of God, next one, then, that God doesn't dwell in tabernacle or temples anymore. Where does He dwell? In the presence of Him, in His people. Right? In when you and I are all together, and also God dwelling in us. So, okay, this is all just recapping it all. Are you all still remembering?
Yeah,
okay. And you know, like, from yesterday, we see it's really great that we can have a family of God all together. Because family, you can depend on. Right? At the birthday, for example, the kids, Right? We were talking about being strategic man and woman, right? Strategic man and woman. Strategic man and woman is being at the right place at the right time and being ready. Right? Because as soon as you call, they come out and present, they already practice the song over and over. But then, without even realizing that week coming up to this, you didn't, I'm speaking to my children today. Children, you all look at me. You don't know what significant moves you're bringing.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Just you presenting, just, and I was just, wow, camera. But then, what you make them do is, you let them read the name Jesus. Right? When you sing, when you declare the name of Jesus, some of them, like I said, maybe not even heard the name Jesus, not even know what Christmas is about. And they sing along together. Right?
Yeah.
So we never know when or where we can be chosen to be that strategic. Sometimes we think strategic man must be like really big, really famous or something. But that is significant. That is strategic man and woman, right?
Yeah.
Children?
Yes.
Okay, alright. Hopefully that encourages you. Alright, I'm sure our team is very pleased. Very pleased with all your team. Alright, and also thank for everyone that came yesterday, because all together we're bringing the presence of God and declaring it, right? Okay, and so let's read together. Then our theme for 2018 is to be
strategic man and woman of action,
position in prophetic position, and creating significant moves. Remember, significant moves not like what men see, what sin must be. Maybe we all watch, South Africa, the German guy. Wow, yes, that's great. God can move that way. But for all of us yesterday, or in the CD track thing, we never know that little track that we're keeping may create a significant move for a person.
That's right.
Alright, so don't treat all this thing lightly. And I also want to encourage you, because we've got a lot more to go. Right? Because today you've got your neighborhood barbecue, for example. Alright, next week we have hostel, for example. So we're still not finished yet, right? I mean, we're not meant to finish. I don't come finish because I know we'll keep going. Alright, but what I'm trying to say is this prophetic word is not just for something like, you know how people like to think about something great, but sometimes you just gotta take it in for yourself. And maybe as you're sitting, you see someone, maybe for example, I'm just saying an example, and I'm not able to talk to someone sitting alone, like not interacting, then you are the one noticing. Maybe God is using you as a chess piece to move you towards that person. Right? Don't treat all these events or what we call outreaches like the event.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why I'm speaking. This is not my preparation. I thought just recapping quickly and go. Maybe this is the word for us today, right? We've got more to go. Alright, next one about our theme, right? How about praise? Everyone together. How about praise?
How about praise?
Heavens are open.
Heavens are open.
For spirit demonstration.
Spirit demonstration.
Empowering these people.
Empowering these people.
To do an incredible work.
To do an incredible
work. Again, wherever we go, we declare this. Declare this because we truly believe wherever we are, God is reigning. Amen. Heavens are open. God is moving. Amen.
Yeah.
And He's choosing. Who's going to be strategic man and woman?
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Can I see it?
Yes.
Who's going to be strategic man and woman?
We are.
Okay. So as you all go, don't just enjoy. I don't know what you're going to have in your barbecue, lamb or sausage. Don't just go. That's strategic. I've got to be positioned near the barbecue pit. That's not what we're talking about, okay? Just be observant and see where God wants to move, amen? Alright? Okay, then we talk about building the house of God. Everyone say to me, Jesus is building His church.
Jesus is building His church.
Jesus is managing His church.
Jesus is managing His church.
And Jesus is setting order in His church.
Jesus is setting order in His church.
Okay, and in order we know that He's establishing structure, or what we call chain of authority, and your review. Now we have website. Alright, website has all the messages that we can listen back, and you can listen to Pastor Ludwig explain the five moves. I think that was really important. Right? Who is the God called? Who is in us? Who is over us? Who is with us? And who is for us? Right? And the correction part. Yeah, as we set in order, obviously, if there is chaos, you gotta set order. And you have to remove right? Or the words that you receive freely, there may be spots, but we don't leave the spots there. We gotta clear the spots away, amen? Alright, and sometimes this spot, I know, stain that cannot be removed, gotta be shaken, gotta use a bit more force, right? We gotta ask God to really deliver us from, oh, this stubborn stain, amen? Right? And there is a shaking that is taking place, higher circumstances to remove this spirit of religion that maybe someone has, or pride, or ideology. Okay? And this morning as well, there was a, as we were waiting on the Lord, there's a few people who got the, that our God is a consuming fire. What that means is not just God is wow, great, but as God's fire goes through us, things that are not of this will be removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But only things that are of this will be removed, amen. Okay? Alright, still recapping again, still recapping. Are you going?
Yeah.
Okay. And then next one. So we talk about firstly, forsaking foolish way. And we say the fool is a person who does not know God. And it did not just apply to non-Christian or people who don't believe God, but for us, how do we act in certain situations? Do we act as though like God does not exist? Sometimes we think like our God is not great over our situation, right? So we need to know who our God really is. And then the next one. Yep. And the fool is the one who does not know what he hears, right? And some of us may be receive hearing, maybe not listening, or listening, not hearing, whichever one it is, not heeding, not obeying, and not changing. Maybe it's either one of those. I'm included sometimes. You just gotta, God is just speaking over and over, and suddenly you go, oh, I see, okay. Alright? And then the last one is that fools does not heed counsel, even though that counsel may save your life. Yeah? Okay? Alright, now next one. Okay, so we know that when we talk about the wise person then, the Bible says in this verse, is the wise person is those that will build on the rock. Right? So those that build on the rock, who is our rock?
Jesus.
So remember then, the opposite of God, the fool that does not know God must know who God is, must know who Jesus is. And when that happens, we are building that right foundation. Next one. Click. Alright, then when we hear and we do what God speaks to us, we are building upon that rock. Alright, and the next one is when we heed counsel, God has set appointed authorities over our life, our parents, our pastors, so that we, so that we have a rule over us, right? And what does that scripture go on? Because when the rains come, alright, so this is probably about that attack of the enemy. When the rain comes, if we are not under authority, if we're not under that covering, we're gonna get rain on. Yeah? Children? Can you see that?
Yeah?
Yeah? You can see the water. Yeah.
That's cool, right?
Alright. And then what's the next one? Rain comes from the top. And then what's the next one?
Wind.
Wind. Okay, the wind comes. So if we don't build proper, wind comes, we're gonna fall. But if we build proper, that will be good. Okay? And then the last one is going
to
let's have a flood. Okay? If you're not building on the rock, what's gonna happen? Our life, this is symbolized our life, right? Our building is gonna fall. Okay? Can you see how important this is? When we how do we translate this? When we do it in our life group foundation, don't take it lightly. It is very, very important to build foundation. It is important to hear what the current word is. Since we're going into the Song of Solomon, there is something about it. We gotta hear what God is speaking to us, what for us to focus on, and then carry it out. Like, we can sing the song, Be Still and Know My Way, and or I Will Wait on You, but then we don't practice. Right? We are not doing what we're hearing. Even we're not, let's translate it, we are not doing what we're singing.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them, we're not doing what we're singing. So, let's, I forgot to say that. Okay, those that feel proper, when this comes, they can be happy, right? To be in God. And you all see that's a smiley face. I think it's smiley face, not very obvious. Okay? Alright. Now, it was also brought to my attention, right? Oh wait, sorry, no, let's go. So that was foolish ways. Second is childish thoughts, right? And I put it in three. A child is very selfish. One of the bad characters of a child is they only think of themselves. I want, what about me, right? And in spiritually speaking, we know that it can be carnal-minded. Alright, and the last one is, child also is easily led astray. As in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, it says, that we should know, how many of you guys are here? Then, 1, 2, 3.
The vision
of all the children of God's children and grow again every heart and every being of our tree. But as a tree of man in the cunning craftiness of the cool of the king. Okay? And in 1 Corinthians 3, where Paul says, you know, brother, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. So when we are not mature in our spiritual life, we tend to think, or we are tend to be carnal-minded, okay? But it's been brought to my attention that, how come I only put crying baby? Does that mean we only learn bad things from children? No, we can also learn positive things. So, just to bring it back to the balance, I put this extra slide. Okay, there is a difference between, there's a difference between being childish and or being childlike or having a childlike faith. Because I don't want everyone thinking, you know, it's not looking forward to it. All he's going to think is the baby crying. But also, I'm also looking forward to this. Reading the word and obeying, okay, the ways of God. And there are something about just childlike faith, like a few things, right? Just and then I just quickly think about, because the children here, the Malaysian children, we spend a lot of time with them. One of the things they like to do is, number one, is they want to know the truth. Because why? They keep asking questions. They keep asking questions. Sometimes you get so annoyed as adults, right? But we see that humility that they have, that they just keep asking questions because truly simply they want to know the truth. Yeah? So this is, to me, it's based on having childlike faith. We ask because pastors, sometimes when we're waiting, pastors say, ask God questions. Sometimes we forgot to do that. Right? We become so spiritual, holy, we just stay. Right? But communicate with God. Ask God. Be like a little child and just ask God, why like this? Why like that? Right? How to do this, how to do that, right? That's like children. Okay, and then the second one is when they ask, whatever answer you give them, they'll be humble enough to trust that it's right. Right? Yes? Okay? Sometimes they may complain. Sometimes, okay, let me go put it on them. Sometimes I complain, sometimes I get frustrated. How come I cannot do this? How come it's not time to play? How come it's not time to eat? Right? How come it's not time to do whatever? Right? But then we know that if we listen to the advice, we know that it's for our own good. Alright? Just be that, having that childlike faith. And the last one is find satisfaction with your prayer. Now, I'm sure all of you have all kinds of examples for this. Right? One of the things you know with the Malaysian kids, just before we go back, one of the things I ask if there's tomorrow is an event, is this kokol coming? Is that cheche coming? If yes, yes. Right? Right? Every child will have their own quote unquote favorite of who they want. Yeah. Right? Oh, is that coming today? Yes. Yes. Right? Now, I want to just focus on the natural. Do we do that with God? Tomorrow is Sunday. I'm going to meet God. Yes. Are you all laughing because it's not something you do? It's something you do, speaking to us, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, when it's time to do something that is church or God, do we have that same excitement? Yeah. Yes, I'm going to meet God. Okay, so, something for me that God is also showing me, right? And we know, gracious and capacity, right? Oh, wow, so eager. And if tonight not simply capacity, right? But she won't be sure, amen. Right? But it's the same. Like, you know, something that when we watch the Masters, what always captured me is how they hang on to just that name Jesus. Because all the soldiers, like the one that torturing her, is asking, just renounce. Just say, I don't believe. Sometimes we can say, I can just say, I don't believe, so that I save my life. But they don't want. They don't even want to say, even though they don't mean it. They don't even want to say. You know that eagerness that, wow, they just really hang on. Like how we just hang on to the cross. Like that picture I just see. Do we hang on to God like that? Do we find satisfaction in God? Amen?
Amen.
Okay? Is this speaking to some of us today? To have childlike faith? Sometimes, I know we're talking about being mature, but you know, sometimes as children, there is something we can learn from them, right? There's eagerness. I know I have experienced some of this when I was staying with my auntie back in Malacca, and she adopted a daughter, right? So I took care of her from baby, and every time I come back to school, she would run, and I don't know if we all been to our Malacca house, it's so far back, it's really long. You know, as soon as I turn the door, they hear it, they will run, and hear cocodino, they call cocodino, right? So it's that same thing. Are we running for God? Are we running towards the things of God? I think it's just something that's speaking to all of us today. Amen? Okay. Alright, let's move on. Okay. So that's all still intro on maybe a little bit something new about childlike faith. Now the last one, we ended on this, right? We have to forsake worldly things. Alright? Because in Colossians 3:2-3, where it says, set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Then in the Old King James, when we look at this verse, it says, set your affection on things of God. Because if you want to think about what does it mean by setting our mind on things of God, or setting our affection, okay? Now this definition here is from the Concordance, right? It sounds very complex and all this. So I feel like I just summarize it into two. Okay? So next slide, please. Okay? So setting our minds on things of God as these two things. Number one, everyone agree with me? Look at life from God's perspective. Okay, again, look at life from God's perspective. Okay, number two, seek after what he desires.
Seek after what he desires.
Okay, there's two things here, right? Number one is, let's repeat again, 1, 2, 3. Look at life from God's perspective. Number two, seek after what he desires. So when we talk about set your mind on things above, we must know what he wants. We must see from his perspective, because if we see from the, when we set our minds on things below, or the earthly things, then we're going to have earthly perspective. Right? Just like Peter, on one hand he can say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, but on the other hand, he got rebuked. And what did Jesus say? You mind the things of man, because at that point, he had a perspective of man, that he doesn't want, no, Jesus, you won't be crucified, all this. Right? He had the perspective of man. He didn't have God's perspective of what Jesus is going to do for humanity. Amen? Right? So, for our own lives as well, if we don't set our mind on things of God, if we don't try to look from God's way, if we don't seek after what God is seeing, or if we don't, even when whatever we build in our life, we don't build on what He desires, then we're going to have foolish ways.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have childish way that we won't change. Because we don't know that God is telling us something else. Right? And we don't seek to change. But as we, or as I see this, as I learn to trust what God is trying to tell me through pastors, right? To have God's perspective in things, then we begin to rise above either problems, things that we struggle with. Right? Amen? Have you heard of this? You know, Jesus came to give us life more abundantly, but still struggling with normal, let's call it normal, earthly things and all this. Then we say, but we're a new creation. But we're supposed to rise, you know, be seated with Christ above this. Why are we not doing that? Maybe it's we're not practicing number one. We're not looking at people how he looks. Or number two, maybe we're still coming by that. We're still seeking things. They're not what God wants. The things that will burn in the fire of God. Yeah? Alright, let's explain a bit, expand from this. So number one, next slide, Daniel. Alright, we learn to look from God's perspective. Alright, here in Isaiah 55 verse 9, not sure if you all can read, okay? Alright, where it says, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And in the verse before says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." Yeah? Have you all, I'm sure even the children, you all have this view, right? You all see your gay Asian coming to birth, or Malibu coming to birth, or going back. I think the best one is when you arrive in the early morning, and when the sun is just rising, and this is like kind of the view, right? And you see that the wind, because you can see the clouds moving. Am I the only one that's seeing this picture? Right? Even I, sometimes when we look down, so maybe next time you buy your ticket, buy the window seat so you can see. Right? Because it's like, wow, this is how you look. No, the problems on the earth is like down here, but God is up here.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Alright? And sometimes we have our ways of thinking. We have dreams. It's not wrong to have dreams. But sometimes we may have a thinking of what the perfect life is, what the perfect job is, what our perfect career would be, or our perfect house, or retirement plans, or maybe the perfect wife or husband. maybe not here, maybe not in this church, right? Right? But then sometimes God just comes in and brings something totally different, right? For example, myself, I would never, let's just be honest, right? Honestly, I would never have thought that I would have Amy as my mom. Right? It's like, you can't imagine that, right? And at that point, it's like, hola. It's like, you know, in Malaysia, we say, like God's sister. I don't know if you all know what that term is called. God, really like a brother to me, or God brother, God's sister. But then, right, my eyes were open. Okay? And I promise that I won't share too much because apparently she's going to share more things to me. Okay, but can you see, sometimes what our dreams are, it blocks to what God wants to give better to us. Sometimes He's got a better plan for us. Right? And we don't let, yes, we surrender all our dreams. We're like child. We can tell Him whatever we want. But then don't let that block what God is going to give us something better. Amen? Yeah. Alright, the next one. Okay, number two. We talk about seek after what He desires. Everyone says seek after what He desires. Alright, so we know here in Matthew 6:33 it says what? But seek, you all can read that? 1, 2, 3. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Alright, I want to read another one that I didn't put there. Hebrews 11. You all can turn, I didn't put it up. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Alright, this is talking about pleasing God all when we seek after what He desires. Okay, and a few things here that sort of ties in with the not having foolish ways. Alright, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Are you all ready? You all have your Bibles open, read together. 1, 2, 3. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is. Okay, stop there. So, unlike the fool, we must know that God is there. We must believe that God is who He is. Right? Amen? Okay? And when we seek Him, this is the result. Continue. And that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Okay? So, same things about when we seek God, God will give all His best to us. Alright, so we just focus on pursue after the things of God. Set our mind on things that are above, that God, that eternal things that God has set in our life. Amen? Alright, so coming back to Colossians 3:3, where it says, where it says, firstly, I'm wise for you die. Alright, so here I'm sort of crossing to the action plan. And this action plan is not something we do one time or maybe every year, even though sometimes we said we have like what we call New Year's resolution, right? We start deciding, hey, I'm going to do this year, that year, right? But something that we do daily. And it's something that I think from the beginning of the year, or maybe towards the end of last year, we started developing all this, right? And I'm just putting it together. So again, it's almost like recapping again how God has been speaking from early by January and all towards now. And doesn't mean 2018 finish, we finish. We gotta build on what God has already speaking, okay? As we go into 2019. So number one is, when you die, what does that mean? Our old man has died. So we die daily for our own will. So the desire for this world, or the things of the world, must be as though we are as a dead person. Right? Will a dead person come to steal? Will a dead person go, oh, that bottle looks nice? No, a dead person. How does a dead person act? Children? How does a dead person act?
Dead.
Dead. Right? Okay? Right? Dead. Right? Will a dead person lie, or tempted to steal things from people? No. If that happens, what does that mean? Okay. Or maybe you say like zombie, right? You're saying something, you still can respond somehow to the gravity. So this is talking about things of the world, we have to be dead to it. Okay? But when we think that now we want to do, it has to be with our life hidden in Christ, which means our satisfaction should be all that is in Christ. Okay, everything that God has in Him, that's the one we want to pursue now. Okay, things of the world, we die. But things in Christ, we pursue. Okay, children? And there's another verse in the Bible where it says, why lay treasure on earth? Right? Why lay all these things that will be burned up, but lay treasures in heaven? And I think, to think logically, right? Let's think logically for a moment. When we die, where are we going to be? Heaven, right? Okay, if you believe in Jesus, you're born again, right? You'll be in heaven, right? So this is like this, right? If you say you're gonna, okay, let's take maybe this example. If you're gonna migrate to Australia, you know that, okay, from Malaysia to Australia, this does, right? You're gonna migrate from Malaysia to Australia, okay? But yet in Malaysia, you still keep buying things to put in your house in Malaysia. But you know that you're gonna move soon. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? Right? But this is like us. If we know we're going to move to heaven, why put so many things here on earth that we may not use? Alright? I'm going to say that if you all stop, because you don't say don't go shopping. No, it's not that. Alright? But here, what the Bible is saying, why lay treasures on earth when, we're not going to have it there? Okay? Maybe that will change our perspective in terms of things, whether we really need, or it's just a want that we're just accumulating here on earth. Whether what the moth would eat, the grass, and all that, right? Okay? So, okay, I don't know how. Let's come back. Okay, so seeing after what you desire. Okay, next one. Alright, the steps of action. Number one, never say we need die daily. Alright, Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I'm sure all of us, especially the children, have memorized this. Can you all say with me together? 1, 2, 3.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that?
Good.
Because if we want to forsake foolish ways of this, we got to start dying daily. Okay? Die to our will. Second, recognize that God is bigger. I put that bigger than us because God knows more. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, right? Because, in Proverbs 3, verse 9, this is one of my favorite. One of the first things I memorized to myself is, everyone say, trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord
with all your heart and all your heart. And be not on your own understanding.
And be not on your own understanding.
In all thy ways,
acknowledge
him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall direct thy path.
He shall direct thy path.
Okay, so this one will help us if sometimes we just so frustrated, we don't understand why things must be like this. this or like that, then we just gotta go, Lord, I surrender. I just trust that you know more. I know that you want the best for me. You know what is better for me. Amen? Alright, and next one. Okay? Listen to his voice. So, why these are sort of not, it's just one step. Because this is something that we're now going through now, right? Listening to God's voice. And Pastor also declared that the voice of God be louder than the voice of the enemy, or all the voices. Right? Psalms 46 verse 10 in that, right? And we gotta, and what, why do we practice now waiting on the Lord? Be still. It's so that we can hear from God. Amen? Right? All these that Pastor is, let's say introduced, right? Because in different seasons, God is speaking to us what to focus on, what to focus on. Maybe this is some of us. Some of us are too busy that we forgot to stop and listen to His voice. Yeah? And then the next one, this one was even earlier this year, about putting on the armor of God. Right? Because we know that sometimes when things go, let's say things are going well, but who is there to catch us? Who wants to catch us all the time? The devil, right? And he attacks us through our mind, right? He attacks us through thoughts, right? So we gotta learn to, next one, is to learn to guard our heart as well and guard our mind, right? So here, all these things, it will help us to forsake foolish ways, childish ways, because if we focus then on the positive, it will help us to do this. Amen? Alright, everyone say with me, die daily.
Die daily.
Recognize that God is bigger than us.
Listen to His voice.
And put on His armor. And guard our heart. Alright, so if we have this, and we set our mind on things above, and daily we do this, I'm pretty sure God will be able to change us from glory to glory. Amen? And God will bring us through whatever we're going through. Today, that's in the past, right? Let's, if it's something wrong that God is pointing out, then repent and change, and then that will be covered under the blood. But we don't just remain there, we keep pursuing after the things of God, amen? Alright, so let's just conclude here, let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, truly, today we decide. Lord, we don't want to just speak it with our mouth, but we want to declare with our whole heart today that we will forsake foolish ways, we will forsake childish ways, and we will forsake worldly ways. Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, we will set our mind on things above.
Yes.
Lord, that we know to look at things in your perspective, that we will build our life, we will seek after things that you desire, that things that you want us to build, right? God, the eternal things, that treasure that will remain eternally in heaven, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, speak to us. Whatever we are going through, Lord, where we have to change, where we have to repent, right now, in Jesus' name, and Lord, that maybe some of us, Lord, needs to be delivered right now, and we speak in the name of Jesus. For your hunger and thirst, and the desire to seek after your
Yes.
and your kingdom, Lord, and that intimacy with you will grow just more and more each day. Our love for you will burn more and more each day. That we will see things from your perspective right now in Jesus' name. That we will desire the things of God.
Yes.
God has declared for each and every one of us here today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. I think this is my desire.